WR4 AAE doing a radio check.
Sounds good. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, downtown Greenville.
The acknowledgement of the radio check. Just got back in town and hooked all the radios back up. Well, B1 radio.
Nice. Nothing like battling Labor Day transit and all the other people trying to get back so they can get to work. And your first priority, of course, should be to hook the radios back up.
Copy that. Took the radios up to Ohio and goofed around with some HF, and I think I got the HF bug. Now I just got to figure out what to listen for and how to make it work.
It's like fun. Yeah, we stuck around town here in Greenville, and I got a... Bought a Yaesu STM-150 that I'm talking to you on here in the house. The same thing I've got in my truck, but set up myself a little base station. Got a 10-foot PVC pipe and a Diamond X30A fiberglass antenna for outside. Put it up there and right along the roof line, and then for the first time enjoying a VHF and UHF base station. So pretty excited about that. I'm getting repeaters. I think I've gotten repeaters up to 120 miles away. I'm used to reception in a mobile, so I'm not used to that kind of stuff.
That's pretty good there. I missed your call sign and I missed your name. My name's Steven on this end. What's your call and name over there?
That is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, K4RYL. The name here is Ryland, spelled Romeo Yankee Lima, Alpha November Delta.
With you, Ryland, that's pretty awesome that you can reach 100 miles. I'm up to 60 or 70 miles away, maybe. I'll have to check, but there were some repeaters I couldn't make. I just got a Ed Fong sitting in the attic, and I was chatting on the Yaesu FT-991 Alpha, the shack-in-a-box that I took up to Ohio with me, and so far I'm loving this thing.
That's a great radio. That 991A is a great one. Yeah, there's some repeaters. I kind of live on a hill here in downtown Greenville, on the outskirts of downtown, inside the city limits and all that stuff, but there's one repeater down in Aiken. I think it's like 80-something miles away. It's almost like I got a landline connection to it. It's crazy. I checked into their net at 8 o'clock, I think it was, last night. And every time I try to get into it and talk to locals and stuff like that, 81 miles away, it's just almost like a laser beam of just direct communication between their repeater, whatever tower it's on down there, and my repeater, that. And I've made several contacts on 14652. And seem to have about a 50-mile range on Simplex, so 5.2 is a little fun, too, especially when they're in the mountains or something like that. But, with the repeaters, it's been great, but then it's kind of like, I guess there's really no high ground between me and, I guess, the rest of the state down towards the coast. So, actually, with a little bit of conditions, I got into St. Matthews, South Carolina, down there in Orangeburg County, between Columbia and Charleston earlier this morning, too, talked to them. So I'm pretty happy with the setup. It's not even fully over my roof line, so don't want to go too high because the landlord only let me go so high. But it's a great antenna, great setup. I'm really loving it.
Awesome. I'm very familiar with that area. I grew up in the Aiken, North Augusta area. Definitely know where St. Matthews is. I'm very familiar with that area. What kind of... what was that, an antenna you had again? I had to look that up, see if I can get a little extra reception out of here.
It's a Diamond antenna. It's the Diamond X30A is an alpha. It's a short one. I've got a PVC pipe about 10 feet and put a couple of those feet into the ground and got it standing up. It's probably about 8 feet at the back of my house, but I seem to be able to get repeaters on the other side of the mountains. Like, no problem getting... Mount Mitchell, of course. Well, I didn't think line of sight wise I'd be able to get them from where I am because the house is in the way and there's trees and all that stuff, but seems to do a pretty good job. But I got a couple down in Georgia and all that stuff, so it's pretty cool. It's farthest away I got was about 120 miles, so I'm pretty excited with that. Can't beat it. It's definitely the smallest of the VHF, UHF, like outdoor-based fiberglass antennas that Diamond makes. So now it kind of makes me wish I had bought a bigger, longer one, but I can only go so high. I don't want it to stick out too much and alarm people or anything like that. So we're pretty happy with what we got and won't push it.
About putting it on the roof, but I live in an HOA, so I got to be a little careful there. So I've got this little 2 meter Etzong just sitting there in the attic. I could probably move it around if I wanted to, but I did want to mount something outside. But then I have to ground it and make sure everything is correctly done. And from where my office is to where the ground is, it's a little bit of a ways. So I figure I'll just put it in the attic and just unplug everything when I'm done with it. But yeah, I'm going to look up that antenna and see what the specs are and see if I can get anything better, any other repeaters further away from where I am. I think the furthest one I got is Gastonia and Hendersonville. I can hear a little bit on the Mount Mitchell repeater, but I haven't tried anything else after that.
A4RYL for ID. Yeah, there's a couple of stations. There's a station over in Moore, way over in Spartanburg County, on 14652. I can pretty reliably get to pretty strongly. And he's got his antenna there on 14652. He's got his antenna in his attic. He says I come in pretty strong, and he sounds pretty good, too. And he's only doing 25 watts, so attic's not the worst thing.
Yeah, that is right. If that's what I have right now, that's what I have. And now I need to think of how I need to put the HF antenna up somehow. Probably just going to go with a little wire antenna. But, yeah. Well, Ryan, it's good talking to you. I got to jump off of here. Got some other unpacking to do. It was nice talking to you. This is KR4AAE for K4RYL. I will be clear on your final.
And to you, thanks for the QSO, and welcome back home from Ohio. Hopefully you have a great week and all that stuff. Again, now that I got a base station in the house and don't have to rely on otherwise if I was doing any ham radio, it'd be VHF and UHF sideband on satellites, or only on the same type of radio, the same radio in my truck, mobile, so it's pretty exciting to be able to do this from inside the house. So anyway, 73, you have a big evening, and I hope you have a great week, and we shall talk later. This is Kilo 4, Romeo Yankee Lima, K4RYL 73. Have a great evening.
KR4AAE.